fall of 1942, Dr. J. Maurice Trimmer in Georgia and Dr. Wade H. Bryant in Virginia, without conference with each other, conceived the idea of challenging the alumni of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary to memorialize their love for alma mater by raising $250,000 for the erection of a memorial chapel on the campus. In deepest gratitude, I congratulate the alumni for success in that venture. They actually raised the $250,000. To the disappointment and grief of all, building costs doubled between the time the campaign was launched and the time that it was consummated. The leaders of the movement faced this situation frankly prior to the meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention in St. Louis. They recommended to the Southwide alumni group at their breakfast in the Third Baptist Church of St. Louis that the administration of the seminary go forward with building plans just as rapidly as possible, and that the alumni commit themselves to raise the additional $250,000. That same spirit was in evidence at the Memphis Convention, when the alumni again authorized the administration of the seminary to build. Today we are building the chapel. We have completed the excavation for the chapel, poured the foundation, placed the order for the steel, and moved much building material to the site. The time has come, yea, it is urgent, that we raise the additional amount of money necessary to complete this much needed building. Surely Mr. J.A. Field's generous gift of about $85,000, which made it possible for us to purchase 3 acres of land in the northeast corner of the campus, should inspire us to throw ourselves wholeheartedly into the chapel campaign to bring it to a successful conclusion by January the 11th. This piece of land gives us an ideal site for the chapel and will add greatly to the material value of the seminary campus. The need for this chapel is urgent. We have no way of computing the actual loss that the kingdom of God has sustained throughout the history of the seminary for the lack of an adequate and beautiful place of worship for the faculty and students. No pastor would hope to maintain a high level of spirituality among his congregation if he did not have a meeting place for the people to assemble for divine worship. In our seminary family, we now have 2,007 souls. These are human beings who have genuine need for worship. May I say that the consistent and continuous criticism of the seminary through the years has been that it lacks spirituality. The criticism has been just, for it has lacked spirituality. But the lack of spirituality, in my judgment, has been due largely to the lack of a place of worship. To raise approximately $250,000 in cash and good pledges by January the 11th, 1949, seems a colossal undertaking. But in the light of our numerical and financial strength, $250,000 is a bagatelle for such a worthy cause. Every man will use his own originality in securing money to supplement his own personal gift. I wish I had time to tell you what many men have done in connection with this chapel campaign. Just one illustration. A small town pastor who accepted a goal of $175 has sent to the treasurer $996.45. He says that there is more to come. In all probability, we can hold the 1950 March conference in the beautiful auditorium of the new chapel if we do not have to hold up our building program for lack of funds. And I know that you will not allow that to happen. For an unfinished building would stand on the campus of Alma Mater as a memorial to the failure of her sons. Let us here and now resolve, under God, and covenant with one another, to close a chapel campaign on Founders Day, January the 11th, by crowning our efforts with success.